If you were the commander of an army on the brink of war, what kind of planning session would you organize? Here in Numbers chapters 34 through 36, we have an intriguing situation as the Lord gives Moses a list of people to be involved in dividing the promised land. Does this seem strange to you? They are on the brink of battle. It would seem to the rational mind that the thing to do here would be to get organized for war, to appoint some commanders and generals to lead the fight. But no, they are calmly going about dividing the land that was still in the hands and under the control of their enemies. But they were absolutely sure of victory and success. God was going to fight for them. So this whole scene is a picture of faith. They knew they were going to possess the land, not by the skill of sword or bow, but by the power and favor of God. One thing we have to remember here is that their faith was not arrogance or presumption. I think that too often today, faith is confused with selfishness or greed when people become preoccupied with trying to get things from God. But the children of Israel were acting on God's orders to accomplish His mission in the world. This business of possessing the promised land was not their idea, it was God's idea. Their faith was centered in God's ability to enable them to do what He had commanded them to do. In our daily walk of discipleship, that's exactly the way we should respond to God's commands in the Bible. God commands us to share the good news about Christ with other people, to be kind and compassionate to one another, to forgive each other, to live godly lives in a dark world. We have been called into a spiritual warfare whose battlefields are the ordinary, nitty-gritty situations of everyday life. If we wait until we think we're well-trained or skilled enough to accomplish all that, we will never do anything. But by faith, we can begin to obey the Lord in the practical situations we face each day. Many years after the promised land was taken, the psalmist celebrated the victory with these words: "It was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them." In the light of faith and history, that little get-together to divide up unconquered land does not seem so strange after all. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.